Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
We're having a very, very exciting conversation with Matt Castillo, who is the owner of Tiger Shulman in Huntington, and the importance, we're learning about martial arts, and then it's not just Bruce Lee movies, which is important. But at the break, there was an interesting conversation that Matt and David were having in reference to the definition of karate. I mean, there's all different kinds of, you said boxing. I mean, just say what you were saying in reference to it.
Okay, a lot of times people, and this just goes into, you know, just being educated in what we do. There's a fear of the unknown with anything life. So if you don't know, it's just the scariest thing in the world. And David had mentioned, you know, he had a he saw a demonstration in Japan, which I'm going to keep talking to him about later. And he was saying that it originated in Japan because they weren't allowed weapons. And I told him that all martial arts without the use of a weapon is technically karate, because karate by definition means empty hand. So as long as you're learning how to use your hands as the vessel, as the weapon itself to protect yourself, it's a form of karate. Western boxing, kickboxing, anything. As long as you don't have a weapon, it's karate.
Now, just, you have black belts in karate, right?
Correct.
Do all like martial arts, then you have taekwondo?
There's taekwondo.
That's another form of karate?
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's no...
There's no
weapon.
No weapons.
No weapon, yeah.
Does everybody have belts?
Not every martial art has belt, but each martial art has its own belt system. So if you were a black belt in taekwondo, it doesn't mean that you're a black belt in karate.
Okay. Okay.
It's like being a concert pianist. If I gave you a cello, you couldn't play it.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a good analogy. Yes.
Before this interview, I went looking around. Actually, the Wall Street Journal had an article on the rise of black belts. Now, I don't know if it was saying karate specifically, in seniors over 60. The number of people that are venturing into martial arts of some sort, and honestly, I didn't read the whole article because I didn't have time to do it, but when you wind up in the Wall Street Journal,
yes,
it's people are taking notice. AARP is one thing, but they focus on seniors. But to have an article in the Wall Street Journal how black belts are on the rise, it just shows. But Matt is saying in reference to mental alertness and physical stamina.
Yes.
Stamina is what you... I mean, for every senior, the issue is not strength, which we're trying to stress here. We're not telling anybody to take a class like this for the purpose of getting in the cage with that woman. What's her name that just
Ronda
recently
Rousey?
Won? Who?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda. Yeah, I mean, I saw that fight on YouTube after the fact, or Facebook or something. And it's just amazing. But we're not talking about putting, you know, one of our seniors in the cage. We're talking about mental and physical keenness, if that's a word. I mean, it is a word, keenness, but just, you know, agility. Because the better...
Same flexible.
Yeah, more flexible, 100%. The sharper you are, that's how you're going to prevent being taken advantage of.
Absolutely.
In every aspect.
Of course. And, you know, a lot of times seniors are motivated to try to do something for themselves. They just don't know what. They don't know how. So a lot of times you go to a gym and it's a pretty intimidating thing. If you're talking about, you get that muscle-bound fellow and then you're on a treadmill next to them, you're not going back that next day. It's
right,
just
right, yeah,
it's
yeah.
an intimidating thing for any yes. person. But then if you come into a school and everyone's welcoming, and I have a variety of ages in here, I do teach seniors. And one of my seniors is one of my most energetic students.
Okay.
Was running laps around some of my younger kids. I had somebody visit me that was 16 from one of my other schools. Next to the senior, doing more push-ups, sit-ups. And, you know, at the end, she's just like, I just train. This is my life's blood. This is what helped me stay young. If it wasn't for this, I don't know where I would be.
Wow, that's tremendous. Yeah. You know, and another thing, too, this is not for seniors per se, but for a grandparent to introduce a grandchild. I don't know what age you can bring a youngster. I don't know what
I start at 4.5.
And really?
Yeah, and the greatest thing about this is a family atmosphere is that there's no other thing that you can do where everyone's on an equal playing field. Parents, grandparents, grandkids. You could all start out as that white belt together. We have our picnics. But what I mean is, you know, that grandparent could coach a baseball team, but they're still that figure of authority.
Right.
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, they're den parents. But here, everyone's a student. They can progress together. That brings families so much closer. Yeah. And it's just, when you have an experience, you can't pay for an experience. It's beautiful.
That's very interesting. There's no authority figure. You're all equals.
Yeah, you're a participant.
Right.
Not just standing off to the sidelines and yelling emotion, making motions.
Exactly. I'm the only parent on the mat.
You're the only one yelling at people.
Oh, it must be great on Father's Day.
Oh, it's fun when I have Father's Day class. When they're telling their kids, oh, I could do that. Then all of a sudden they're on the mat. Like, it looked easy when your children were doing it.
Right.
But it was great because this past Father's Day, some dads were working and I had a few granddads on the mat.
Oh, really?
And it was amazing to see, and they were just, you know, they were inspiring to all the other parents.
Well, you know, a little bit digression here. I mean, people are so busy, grandparent, parent, and children today, that spending time together is so important, and we don't do it. Yeah. You know, and then all of a sudden, a grandparent dies, a parent dies, and it's like, you know, where did it go?
Why
didn't I? Whereas here, if you're looking for a degree of exercise, and you know, maybe your grandson or your son could get a little bit more active, it's a nice opportunity. And even with women, with a girl, because we're not talking about lifting weights and you have to be the strongest guy in the room. Mm-hmm. You just got to pay attention to your instructions, so to speak. You know, listen to the talk, and there's no bullying. There's nobody. You said the phrase earlier, like, so long as you're the better person than you were this morning.
Yeah, the whole goal, and I tell each and every one of my students, and I never get tired of this one, is be better than the person who woke up this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you're doing. So it's not a matter of, you're beating yourself. That's, you know, you're not beating yourself, but you're trying to best yourself, so to speak, which is tremendous.
Absolutely.
You're
in a competition.
You're using this morning's guy as the benchmark from which you progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You're only in a competition with your reflection.
Yeah, because you don't go back. Now, we're talking about the physical part of it. Is there a conversation? I mean, like, I'm in the class, so to speak, and I'm really not functioning properly. Do I just have that, you know, yell at you not doing it, or is there a conversation that I can sit down with you and say, listen, this is not working, or you'll turn around and say, guess what? Try a different style, a different approach.
Yeah, I'm very open with everybody, and which is why, you know, we have our trial program. I want people to actually try out the program and not just say, come on in, enroll, and you're going to get X, Y, and Z.
Oh, there is a trial program. Okay,
absolutely.
That's good.
It's a free trial program for anyone interested at any Tiger Shulman. So you guys, please, you know, go on TSK.com or 1-800-52-TIGER and actually give them a call. It's great for everybody. It's a trial program that's almost as a tryout and a trial for us. You know, it's a two-way street.
Yes.
To make sure that you're a good fit with our organization, which everyone should be, and see if it's a good fit and see if you're comfortable in our welcoming family environment. So, and I want to make sure that this is something that you can do. If you can't do it, I want to at least guide you in the right direction, because everyone's well-being is our number one concern.
Right. It just, from every aspect, it's so interesting today to be listening to this because, and I think for many seniors listening, it's not what we expected Tiger Shulman or martial arts. We're not just talking Tiger Shulman, martial arts in general to be. And I'm sure some people are saying, why would you have somebody from martial arts? I'm not going to be breaking bricks. I'm not going to be jumping over dragons and tigers and everything else. This is reality. This is a nice mind-centered, you know, physical activity that I can take and go with. It's almost yoga-ish. I can go as far as I can.
Yeah.
If I can kick at a degree of 10, I kick at a degree of 10. But that's still helping me because otherwise I'd be kicking at zero and sitting in the chair watching TV.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the benefit of it, which is tremendous.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
Your email address is Huntington?
At TSK.com.
Okay. That's Huntington at TSK.com. That's just if somebody wants to talk to Matt and go through some questions in reference to the benefits and a free trial.
Yeah, and, you know, absolutely. Everyone, don't hesitate. I'm very, very open to questions, comments. I answer every single email personally. I don't have a staff that's going to do it and then sign my name. You'll be speaking to me directly.
Okay. The other thing that comes to mind as we're talking about this, David, is the program through the town is Project Independence.
Yes.
And really, through Tiger Shulman or martial arts in general, the focus is independence. Because we want the person to, one, exercise independently. You know, you don't have to beat the person next to you. You just have to beat yourself, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. But then independence, because then I'm comfortable. I have confidence. I have strength. I have stamina. And even, I'm sure there's stress reduction in. Because when you're in the Shulman or in that mode of, you're not thinking of stuff. I'm focusing on whatever my program is supposed to be.
John, it's a one-hour vacation from life.
I think you're pushing it. No.
Believe it or not, the day's stresses go away because you're focused on, I told you we're learning.
Right, okay.
So when you're learning something, you can't think about other things. You're exercising, but you're learning.
Yeah,
you want to master that technique.
Yeah, your mind is occupied. You've got something going on in your mind.
Exactly. So for that 1 hour, I'm in the driver's seat and you're just learning. You're just taking it in. And I can hear it almost every day. I can't believe an hour's done already. So that mini vacation from yourself, that gets away life stresses, and it's cathartic.
Time passes when you're having fun.
That's right.
Well, it's the truth, and that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, when all of a sudden something's over, you say, where did the time go?
Because
you were engaged 100%. When you're not engaged in something, it's the longest hour in your life. You know, if I don't want to be here, and it's like, what time is it now? Oh, now it's 59 minutes to go. It's like... that's true. It's a vacation, and it's mental and physical, which is, from a senior perspective, you know, we push physical. But unfortunately, we have to help clear their minds because there's so much goes on. Good, David.
Important thing for seniors, I mentioned socialization before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not be just totally within themselves and retreating into themselves. It's being involved with the world. And some of our most... successful Project Independence programs are where people are interacting with others. They make friends.
I agree, 100%. The end result of anything physical, hopefully, is an increase in stamina and a reduction in stress. And it sounds like the Tiger Shulman type program, martial arts, even though people have a different perspective of it, it really is gentle and it's at your own pace.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a 4.5-year-old doing it with an 85-year-old, guess what? It's not going to be the same. The 4.5-year-old is going to be going wild, I'm assuming, and I'd want to probably use him as the bag. And then you'll have the 85-year-old doing what he can do.
Yeah, instead of thinking martial arts, instead of thinking Bruce Lee, think the Karate Kid.
Right.
He was
right.
taught to, you know, wax the car. He was learning hand movements so they were automatic to defend himself.
Good point. Actually, we're out of time already. It's amazing. Matt, I want to thank you so much for coming on and explaining to us the real concept of martial arts, the importance physically and mentally. And you're listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.